From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, political fallout from good news and bad news. But our lead today is Iraq. Hundreds of U.S. and Iraqi troops are surrounding the city of Fallujah, where four American security contractors were killed and their bodies mutilated last week. American commanders have vowed to pacify the city. It looks as though that operation is underway. This follows a bloody day throughout Iraq with a number of U.S. troops killed, most of them in clashes with Shiite militiamen in Baghdad. There are reports today of an attempt to arrest a leading Shiite cleric in Baghdad. NPR's Steve Inskeep is in the Iraqi capital. Steve, what can you tell us?
Well, Alex, it's been up to now a military confrontation with militias and protesters loyal to Muqtada Sadr, who is a Shiite Muslim leader, a radical leader who has been one of the strongest opponents of the U.S.-led occupation. And now I suppose it's a legal battle as well. U.S. officials haven't made any move actually to arrest Muqtada Sadr, but they've revealed the existence of an arrest warrant, which apparently has been around for several months, accusing Muqtada Sadr of a role in the assassination of a pro-American Shiite cleric just about 1 year ago, right about the time of the fall of Baghdad. One of his aides has already been arrested for his alleged part in this assassination. That arrest took place a couple of days ago, and it was that arrest that prompted Muqtada Sadr to order his people out into the streets. It's what precipitated fighting in Najaf that left numerous people dead yesterday, and also fighting here in Baghdad that left seven American soldiers dead, along with a fair number of Iraqis. I was told at one hospital that 20 Iraqis were killed yesterday in Sadr City, a section of Baghdad.
Just tell me about the fighting there. We've heard reports of helicopters involved, and it sounds as though American forces are not in control of some parts of Baghdad itself.
Well, there was an effort to remove them from control in Sadr City yesterday. Muqtada Sadr's militias moved in and tried to take possession of several police stations. Iraqi officials say that the police actually didn't resist. They didn't fire back. They retreated and gave up the police stations. The Americans then responded and moved in. We're told that the seven Americans were killed as the troops moved into Sadr City, but they continued. And when I was in Sadr City today, they were firmly in control of those stations. They had tanks outside and other armored vehicles. But other parts of the city, I wouldn't be so sure. There were militias that controlled the hospital I was at, for example, and other places, and Sadr's protesters were on the streets.
Let me ask you about Fallujah. This is the city where all the trouble happened last week. It's actually 40 miles west of Baghdad. But what do you know about what's happening there in this apparent operation that's in its beginning stages?
Well, remember, we have a different group of people here. These are Sunni Muslims who've had much more problems with the Americans than the Shiites have. They've been resisting in Fallujah for months and months, and this is an effort to find, we're told, the killers of four American contractors, security guards, who were killed and mutilated on television last week. That's the specific goal, which could take quite some time, but there's a broader goal here for the United States, and that is to subdue this city, which has been more resistant perhaps than any other spot in Iraq, Alex.
NPR's Steve Inskeep reporting from Baghdad. Steve, thanks very much.
Happy to help.